You can also reach us at COATESCURT at yahoo.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And to all of you listening out there, this has been The Local Zone, and that was the CC Coates Band live from WUVT's Studio C. You're listening to 90.7 WUVT FM Blacksburg.
Cause life seems right. station in the world is on your dial. We're WUVT-FM. To the big waste of time, global chemical, corporate, environment, theme park, industrial complex, the Circia presents the Don Cast with your host, Don the Don Rossberger, here on the station you love in the town where you live, WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, Virginia. And here now is your host with the most, Don the Don.
Hey, it's the Don. The Don is here. All right, it's been a week. I went away for a week. 7 days. I'm not exactly sure. Let's see how many that's, 165 hours because, yeah, there's a 3-hour program. I was away for 165 hours. I'm sorry, I'm not going to add that up in minutes or seconds for you. I already did more than any of you actually really care about. Anyways, hi, it's the Don. I'm here to waste your time. I mean, I guess I could waste your more of your time with math experiments and talk. But, you know, I'm all full of tacos. And I'm just excited. You know, this is two nights worth of tacos. I had tacos from the Ding Ding place tonight, and last night we had tacos at the Hizzy, and I gotta say, the tacos at the Hizzy were far more pleasurable and filling, but then they just don't have quite that taste that the Ding Ding tacos do, and so, they're just different things. You know, that's just what it comes down to. You know, it's like, you know, You could get spaghetti and make it, or you could, make SpaghettiOs, which actually are very different than spaghetti. But, hey, I don't know. Well, anyways, the Don's just rambling. I'm wasting your time. Ha ha. You are locked in, unless you decide to turn your radio off and then see if I care. Anyways, the Don's here. I'll be here till midnight. For another 2 hours and 53 minutes, it looks like. That's that, and this, and you're there, I'm here, and we are all together. And, okay. Wow, I have successfully wasted several minutes there. I now have 23 seconds left on my little thing counter thing there. It's telling me, hey, Don, you need to stop talking in this amount of time. And so in 15 seconds, I get to tell you that coming up now here is the wonderful and awesome Parliament from the Mothership Connection album, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker.
Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
We want the bomb. Is overgrown. There's a lighthouse in the sound. Wrestling with butcher girls. She don't ever change her clothes. Masterpieces, liquid day. Lights from the past. Underneath the broken bridge. Hug is hug. Illegal debts. Masterpieces. Liquid day. Infirmities. I can sleep inside a box 100 years. Lizards in the precious zone. Now it's only a phase.
now time for Don to do some public service. Here you go, Don. Take it away.
All right. Wow, this one, we appear to have added it today, and we are killing it tomorrow. It's so new and amazing that it's just been kind of put in here and not even added to the ring binder, but it has a hole. But since we're killing it tomorrow, I mean, I guess they figured, well, why the hell do we put it on the ring? So, since it's extra important, I will read it. The Medical Recruiting Brigade, U.S. Army, is bringing the Medical Marketing Semi to Virginia Tech on Thursday, October 23rd, from 11 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will officially open this exhibit to the public. For more information, you can visit usarec.army.mil. So, yes, and I think that's a proper... I don't know why they didn't put the RS, the USA and the REC on the same line. There could be a dot in there. There's no dot. And honestly, it's going to be here for a half an hour. So if you got nothing to do between 11 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., then go down to, well, I don't know where. It's just coming to Virginia Tech. There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and it's somewhere, but it doesn't tell me where, and it's only there for a half an hour. So you better get there when you can and hope that you're in the right place. Because if you're not in the right place, you're going to miss the semi, and they're going to cut the ribbon without you. And that's that would just be horrible. So anyways, that's my public service for this section here right now. I almost want to go on a preemptive strike and go ahead and kill this one because, honestly, it doesn't tell you squat. I don't even know if I gave you the right website. I just read what it told me to. So, yeah, there you are. Here I am. And I guess I'll get back to the music. So, yeah, now this is the Dead Milkmen and Beige Sunshine.
time again. She used to fall alone. She always wasted everyone.
Waste of Time Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Theme Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents the Doncast. Here with your host, Don the John Rossberger. It's about halfway through the hour, and it's time for the Don to do something that he does best. That's right, he's going to find something promotional to read.
Yeah. You know another thing that the Don would do really well? The Don would do really well at smashing the hell out of CD player number two. Every CD or every third CD or every, pretty much every other CD. Like, I would say almost two out of four, maybe two out of three. I put a CD in there and it just says TOC error. And it just doesn't like reading CDs. And yes, this has been addressed amongst the engineering department here at the radio station. But at this point, I think we should just pull this thing and just go Office Space on its ass. And like, look, I mean, I'll find a crappy CD player from my house that would work better than this piece of crap here. Anyways, if you have a business, organization, or company and would like to get your name heard on WUVT, contact the station sales manager and ask about underwriting. Underwriting at WUVT is a sponsorship system that allows your name to be mentioned at the top and bottom of the hour. For more information, visit www.wuvt.vt.edu/underwriting. Now, the funny thing is, as I was saying that, and our chief engineer was just hanging out the window there, just kind of staring at me going like, oh, I think we should, he feels my pain. He honestly does. I think he hates that thing as much as I do. Here, he's going to say something.
Are you mouthing me off on the air?
Oh, I'm not mouthing you off.
Are you talking about how terrible the CD player is?
I am talking about how terrible that CD player is. It's not your fault.
Yeah, no, it is the fine people at Denon that decided to put out such a quality product.
Yeah.
Believe me, JJ, I have tried to set that thing on fire many times, but it just does not work.
This guy doesn't even know what my name is. But anyways.
Oh, Don. Sorry about that, Don. I was
confusing
you with somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's your demon twin.
Wore a different mask tonight, so. Yeah. Anyways, I'm turning you off now.
Good.
And, yeah. So later on tonight, I'm going to take a hammer to that thing, and I'll do it live on the air. And, yes. But anyways, because I'm excellent, and I'm excellent at my flipping and doing all that, I was able to switch a CD on the other thing just in time so that I can play you this. The Gang of Four, At Home, He's a Tourist.
We'll be right back. tasted. flashing tails from trees, loud and muscle beats.
Screams of sorrow.
Grand Wizard Mew in a sailor's suit, dancing with the flute.
Screams of sorrow.
Brazilian babes, titties made of clay, when their wives still lay for great days.
Mr. Announcer Guy, I am indeed and just love doing public service announcing. It's like one of my three joys in life. I'm not going to tell you the other two. Anyways, this is public service announcement number 472. We are killing this one in just a few days. The Hillcrest Hall Council is hosting its second annual Haunted House on Saturday, October 25th. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., admission will be one item of canned food that will be donated to local food shelters. Come out for a frightening adventure through the haunted Hillcrest Hall. I mean, it's probably kind of similar to many other Saturday nights in a dorm, but, you know, with maybe just some costumes or something, but I'm sure there'll be, you know, some of those nights on Saturday nights on a weekend in a dorm. Let me tell you, it gets pretty terrifying in there. And the smells? Oh, my God. Anyways, you just heard Jello Biafra with the Melvins. Before that was Enon and Brainiac. And that whole set was started off by Gang of Four. And, so the Don's here. Eight songs into the night. And we've got like 2 hours and 13 minutes left of the show. I've got 25 seconds left to talk. So what the hell am I doing next? Ah, yes. Here now, coming up, it's a band called Fu Manchu. And this is from their EP thing, Eatin' Dust. And this is an awesome, awesome track. Good old Blue Oyster Cult cover.
We are moving for grimace and terror. really going out with him?
Like a brand new